WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The CDC is investigating nearly 50 cases of E. coli in 10 states linked to McDonald's Quarter Pounder hamburgers. One person has died. CBS's Dr. John LaPook.
McDonald's says the illnesses may be linked to slivered onions used on Quarter Pounders. And the CDC told me that another possibility is the patty itself, which is just used on the Quarter Pounder, which McDonald's says has been removed from a total of 12 states. McDonald's says all other menu items are unaffected.
The CDC says most of the illnesses occurred in Colorado and Nebraska. With 2 weeks to go until Election Day, Vice President Harris tapes two media interviews as former President Donald Trump meets with Latino leaders in Florida and then holds a rally in North Carolina. CBS's Nancy Cordes reports on the gender gap among voters.
Recent polls show Trump leading by double digits among men.
Of course, the gender gap plays both ways. In most polls, Harris leads by double digits among women. And in the states where we have gender data so far, early voting is heavily tilted towards women by about 10 percentage points.
A North Carolina county adjusts the number of Hurricane Helene deaths. CBS's Matt Piper.
Buncombe County, North Carolina, home to hard-hit Asheville, overcounted deaths caused by Helene by as many as 30. The county previously reported 72 deaths, but the sheriff's office is now deferring to a state tally of 42 deaths for the county. The sheriff's office is citing factors ranging from updated causes of death to communication challenges. Statewide, North Carolina officials are now reporting 96 deaths in total from the hurricane, but now 3 weeks later, 26 people remain missing there. Matt Piper, CBS News.
A Chicago man who spent more than 40 years in prison for a crime he did not commit is now suing Chicago police, Cook County prosecutors, and the city of Chicago. 63-year-old Jimmy Soto says it hasn't been easy since he got out last December.
Transitioning from such a toxic environment to out here is a culture shock that's indescribable to put into words.
His lawsuit claims police coerced a man to falsely implicate him in the murders and fabricated police reports in the case. Local pharmacies are struggling in many parts of the country, in part due to the power of mail-order pharmacies. Jada Bush, owner of Healthy You Pharmacy, adds,
I have fewer coming through, and they are not as interested in the profession. It seems like they are choosing the profession for money and not necessarily for a passion.
Federal regulators are giving a strong push to electric-powered air taxis by issuing a final rule for operating the aircraft and how pilots will be trained to fly them. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Barack Obama was in Wisconsin Tuesday. He was at a rally at Madison's Alliant Energy Center with Governor Tim Walz. The goal was to rally voters on the first day of early voting.
It is not just policies that are on the ballot. It is who we are and what we stand for.
There were so many people who attended that rally at the Alliant Energy Center that there were major traffic backups, even causing some school buses to be delayed. We have new data on gun violence here in Wisconsin. Here's Terry Bell.
A new study finds 830 people in Wisconsin were killed by guns in 2022. That includes homicides and suicides. That's more people than died in car crashes. The numbers come from the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort Education Fund. More than three-fourths of people shot to death in Wisconsin were Black.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is Civic Media News.
NBA basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NBA regular season begins tonight in Boston with the Celtics against the New York Knicks. The Bucks are headed to Philadelphia to face the 76ers in their season opener tomorrow. Word is Chris Middleton will not play, still recovering from surgery on both of his ankles. Baseball, game one of the World Series, not until Friday night when the Dodgers host the Yankees. The last time the two teams competed in the Fall Classic was 1981. The Brewers making changes to their coaching staff. Al LaBeouf and Eric Tyson have been promoted to hitting coaches, Ozzie Timmons is out after three seasons with the team. College football, the Badgers with a night game this week. They host number 3 ranked Penn State Saturday night. The Packers are in Jacksonville Sunday against the Jaguars. Kenny Clark on how they move defensive end Rashawn Gary against the Texans, sometimes over the center.
Yeah, it opened up a lot. Just allowing him to get on the move, you know, get in the A's and B gaps, you know, so he can use his ability. It was huge for us, and he had a lot of pressures off of it.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few showers coming to an end. The clouds stick around much of the night. Temperatures in the lower 40s at daybreak. Northwest winds up around 30 miles per hour. Sunshine, though, for your Wednesday. Northwest winds, highs in the upper 50s. Currently 62 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project stop by. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, it's 2 weeks exactly. It's Tuesday. Two Tuesdays from now is Election Day, although Pennsylvania passed this really weird law after 2020. And I keep meaning to look this up. There was a whole piece on NPR about it this morning, but they never mentioned why did they pass this law, which says that they can't open mail-in ballots to count them until Election Day itself, which means that Pennsylvania, the largest, highest population swing state, probably will not have all of their ballots counted until Wednesday, and maybe even, you know, later than that. And I'm thinking that this might have been pushed through by a Republican-controlled legislature in 2020 or 2021 in order to, you know, set up, this is Donald Trump's plan, scheme, whatever, you know, in the past, is declare victory because your people, you know, Republicans tend to vote on voting day. They've been told not to trust mail-in voting. And, of course, mail-in voting is challengeable, and Republicans are doing that. They're showing up at, you know, where they're counting mail-in ballots and saying, oh, that signature doesn't look right to me, and getting hundreds of thousands of mail-in ballots thrown out all across the country. So, you know, be sure to track your ballot, and you can do that in most states. You know, if you live in Pennsylvania and you know where this law came from, give me a shout. But anyhow, 2 weeks from today. So here we are. It looks increasingly like all of the last-minute voters, the late deciders, the people who listen to music and watch sports and play video games and don't much follow politics at all, but at the last minute kind of decide, well, hell, I suppose I should vote, you know. And those folks seem to be breaking significantly toward Harris. So that's good news, or at least it seems to be good news. Got a lot to talk about today. I want to get into property taxes. This is in North Dakota's got a really interesting ballot measure. I'll tell you about that in a minute. Also, Herbert Hoover and what he did with deportations in the 1920s, a story I didn't know about until just recently. And also, Russia is using Twitter and Elon Musk to insert itself into our election by slandering Tim Walz. I'll tell you about that in the first hour. In the second hour of our program, our one guest for the day is going to drop by, Lev Parnas. He has a new book out, Shattered Diplomacy. And there's a movie, of course, about him from Russia with Lev by MSNBC, by Rachel Maddow. So Lev will drop by and we will talk with him. And also, how fascists like Trump take over countries and how quickly it happens. In the third hour of our program, why not try ranked choice voting? Why not make it the norm? Would it change polarized politics? It's on the ballot here in Oregon this year. We just adopted it for the city of Portland. Louise and I voted over the weekend with ranked choice voting, and it seemed to go quite well. So to start out the program, I wanted to talk about the article that I published this morning at HartmanReport.com. My daily take, it's titled Property Taxes Under Fire, North Dakota's Radical Plan to End Them. And, you know, property taxes are, you know, they go way back, right? The first property taxes in Europe, the first property taxes in Europe were written into law, or at least that I was able to find, in 1601 in Great Britain, or in England at the time. And it, authorized property taxes. I tell the story, actually, of when I was 14 years old, I bought, for $25, as I recall, I bought a lot up in White Cloud, Michigan, which is near Newego, near Grand Rapids. It's a little tiny town. And the lot was actually in a field surrounded by a forest that used to be a town that the locals told me burned to the ground or got washed away in a flood back in the late 19th century, late 1800s. And I bought that lot because it was for sale in an auction from the county. And when I lived in Michigan, there was this directory that was published of all the tax sales. The reason it was for sale was because somebody did not pay their property taxes on it. And so, boom, you know, the state sold it for the property taxes that were owed. And my recollection is that was $25. So, I paid the taxes on it for, I don't know, about two decades. And then somebody who lived in that area, in fact, I think they had a mobile home on an adjoining lot, reached out to me when we were living in New Hampshire and offered me $500 for the lot, and so I sold it to him. But the point of the story is that unless you're a church or certain types of nonprofits in the United States, you can't actually own land in this country. You only rent it. Now, the liberal argument is that all land is actually the property of the nation, of all of us collectively, and we collectively kind of rent it to us individually, and that rent is called property taxes, and that that's a good thing. The kind of libertarian argument is that you can't own land unless you're a nonprofit, and that that's a terrible thing. I frankly am in the middle. I'm not opposed to property taxes. I am specifically opposed to property taxes funding schools and police departments. And the reason for that is that poor communities generally in America have crappy schools, poor schools, because their property tax base is so low they can't raise appropriate amounts of revenue. And really upscale communities have really nice schools because property taxes are paying for the schools there too. And the same with their police departments. Some of your most dysfunctional police departments in America are in poor communities because they just don't have the resources to pay police well, to hire professional cops, to have technology, to, you know, whatever. So what's happening to this in 2 weeks is that we will find out whether North Dakota is going to bar all property taxes. I think this is going to be fascinating. Now, they tried this in 2012. There was a similar ballot measure in North Dakota in 2012 to ban property taxes, and it failed. And Doug, posting over on my blog today, or my newsletter at HartmanReport.com, said that there was another state that did the same thing in the 60s, but I Googled that, and I couldn't see any evidence of it now, so apparently they repealed it. Back in the 70s, in 77, in fact, Ireland did this. They ended all property taxes. And Louise and I were in Ireland around that time, in fact. We'd spent a couple weeks there. I'd gone over. We'd spent a couple days visiting another JFK book author who, along with his wife, he also wrote the book about J. Edgar Hoover, The Man in the Red Dress. And so we stayed at their house for a day or two, and then basically traveled around the country. And we were driving through this little town on a dirt road, and there was this natty looking gentleman in his 50s, nicely dressed, walking along. And we were looking for a place to have lunch, and so we pulled the car over and rolled down the window and said, "Hey, any suggestions for a place to?" And he says, "Well, you go down the street about three blocks and turn right, and then go about a half a mile and then turn left." And he says, "You know, that's too complicated. Can I jump in the back seat?" And we were like, sure. So he hops in the back seat of the car and drives, you know, takes us to this pub where everybody knows him. And we end up, the whole pub gets together and they're teaching Louise and I to sing songs in Gaelic. And he's teaching us the Gaelic alphabet. And we spent the whole day with him there. We were buying the drinks, frankly. And turned out he was the town's postmaster and he was hiding out from his wife not delivering the mail. So, but anyhow, he made this comment. We got to talking about, you know, well, Irish politics. And he made this comment that nobody should ever lose their gaff, their home, just because they can't afford to pay the government its annual whack, you know, which is taxes, property tax. His name was Mike Mansfield, in fact. We kept in touch with him for a couple of years after that. But the point is that Ireland in 1977 said, okay, that's it, no more property taxes. Now, they backed away from this. It didn't work. In 2009, they brought back a fee. In 2012, they called it the household charge. And finally, in 2013, they just brought back the local property tax. But there's a bunch of countries that don't have property taxes. The Cayman Islands, Fiji, Malta, Cook Islands, Monaco, United Arab Emirates, Dominica, Georgia, Bahrain, Kuwait, Georgia the country, Liechtenstein, Oman, Grenada, Vanuatu, however you say that, Saudi Arabia, Turks and Caicos, Sri Lanka, Faroe Islands, Qatar, Brunei, Croatia, Mauritania, and the Seychelles. So, you know, bottom line, this is not a completely radical idea. But what I think is fascinating is that North Carolina is saying, okay, we're going to put this on the ballot. And now, you know, other states have tried kind of, well, the big one is California, Proposition 13 in 1978. Howard Jarvis got this thing passed, which says that as long as you live in your house, your property taxes are not going to go up, or at least not go up at the rate that everybody else's do. The problem with Jarvis's Prop 13 is that it also applies to commercial property. In fact, there's a kind of a conspiracy theory that Howard Jarvis was a front man for the commercial real estate industry. And so it's distorting real estate prices and markets and things. But for residents, what it does is, you know, as your neighborhood becomes more and more expensive, particularly with gentrification, you don't get priced out. The big problem with property taxes is when people retire and their income drops, or if they downscale or their job gets downsized and their income drops, or if they get laid off and their income goes to zero, they could lose their house simply because they can't pay the taxes on it. And, you know, I totally get that. And I'm kind of a fan of something like Prop 13, only not for commercial property, just for residential property. And I'm also, as I said, a fan of taking police and fire and schools out of property tax funding and having the state pay for those things so that they're standardized across the entire state. But, and you can read the whole piece, you know, over at HartmanReport.com. Like I said, it's free. You can, all the hot links to everything everywhere. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. I think this is going to be fascinating, and I predict if North Carolina passes this proposition, this ballot measure, you're going to see a bunch of states doing the same thing in 2026 and 2028. It's going to go national if it's successful. But we'll see. I mean, you know, a lot of people thought Prop 13 would go national, and to the best of my knowledge, it didn't. But, you know, like I said, Prop 13 was kind of problematic. So, anyhow. How Herbert Hoover deported Mexicans and swept up Americans. Stay tuned. I'll be right back with that.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I say North Carolina. It was North Dakota. My apologies if I was saying North Carolina. Jeez. We'll be right back.
How How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Waters. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
But that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, even your blood sugar levels. You ever exercise and watch what you eat and then get frustrated when you don't see results? Well, your secret weapon for heart health is Superbarium Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbarium is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbarium is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. It helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbarium's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superberine and get 15% off. Just go to superberine.com and enter the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Superberine, superberine.com. And get a free month supply of Superberine and 15% off. That's superberine.com and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M.
North Dakota's fighting for a different way to end property taxes, let people stay. Why should we pay rent on the land we own? Maybe we can call it our true home. The land I thought I owned ain't really mine. Property taxes make me toe the line. The government's got first claim on the ground. And if I don't pay, they'll tear it down. Oh, the land I thought I owned, it ain't my home. With property taxes, I'm never alone.
Welcome back, 24 minutes past the hour. So Russian propaganda has now been outed. A great piece over in Wired magazine by David Gilbert. There is this group that Putin has. It's called Storm 1516. Fascists love storm, right? Yeah, storm front. And they previously were linked to a false viral video claim on social media, particularly X. This stuff lives really, really well on Elon Musk's platform now. Kamala Harris had been the perpetrator of a hit and run in San Francisco in 2011, which was not true. I mean, it was completely made up. But they had this person go, "Oh yeah, she hit me," and I do like that. Well, now they've got one where "Oh yeah, Tim Walz molested me," you know, claiming that Tim Walz is a gay pedophile. He's not. And it's entirely phony. It's entirely made up, but it's made up by Russia. And J.D. Vance has shared it. NBC reported this week that this is one of at least 50 false narratives out of this Russian group. This is a major effort by Russia to get Donald Trump back in the White House. That should tell you something. It's been this one about Walz, this lie about Walz, has been promoted by Jack Prosobiec, the Pizzagate promoter, who's now a member of Trump's campaign team. So it's being promoted by Trump's campaign. And Candace Owens, the right-wing podcaster. It went viral on X, got millions of views, of course. Some of this traces back to a guy named John Dugan. He's a former Florida cop who now lives in Moscow and works for Putin. He runs a network of pro-Kremlin websites, an American. And by the way, this Walz claims these were picked up by MSN, you know, the news aggregator for Microsoft. So wild stuff. This is how Putin thinks he's going to help Donald Trump win the election with these just, you know, radical lies. Tells you an awful lot, doesn't it? I got to tell you about Herbert Hoover and Mexicans right after the break, and then I'll pick up your calls.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's talk media for the sane among us. Stick around. We'll be right back. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief. The CDC is investigating almost 50 cases of E. coli linked to McDonald's quarter-pound hamburgers. CBS News Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. John LaPook has spoken with the official leading the CDC's investigation.
He said this was first noticed in Colorado on October 10th. They notified the CDC a week ago, and genetic analysis of the E. coli showed it was present in 10 states.
In a roundtable with Latino leaders in Florida, former President Donald Trump criticized Vice President Harris for not holding rallies today.
I was going to hit her really hard on the trail today, but now I don't have to because she's off. She's off. No, I can't get over it. Who the hell takes off? You have 14 days left.
In an interview with NBC, Harris expressed her own criticisms of Trump.
People are exhausted with Donald Trump and his approach because it's all about himself and his personal grievances and not about the American people.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Early voting is now open across Wisconsin. Each municipality sets its own early voting locations and hours. When you show up to vote early, it should work very similarly to Election Day. You show some ID, poll workers will help you identify a precinct and give you your absentee ballot. That ballot will be sealed, you'll sign the envelope, and it'll go back to your local clerk's office where it'll be locked away until Election Day. To find your local early voting information, you can go to myvote.wi.gov. Early voting was the focus of a big rally supporting the Harris-Walz ticket in Madison Tuesday. Governor Tim Walz.
This election is 2 weeks from today, and early voting has started here in Wisconsin. Our team is running like everything is on the line, because everything is on the line.
Former President Barack Obama also spoke. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Looking for something new to watch? Who isn't? Here's one of Pete's picks. If you don't have Netflix, don't feel bad. It's really expensive. But if you do have it, check out The Lincoln Lawyer. Season 3 just dropped last weekend. Manuel Garcia Rufo plays the title character, and in my opinion, is even more captivating than Matthew McConaughey's portrayal from the movie. The show is well produced and acted, and you can't beat the source material. The Lincoln Lawyer is based on crime novels by Michael Connelly. The third installment of the Dune franchise is dropping hints about the new film. Dune Messiah will be set 12 years after the end of Dune 2. Timothy Chalamet has not been officially announced as part of the cast, but is expected to be in the film. Other cast members will include Florence Pugh, Christopher Walken, and Austin Butler. Aging Timothy Chalamet 12 years? I see a Best Makeup Oscar headed their way. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few showers coming to an end. The clouds stick around much of the night. Temperatures in the lower 40s at daybreak. Northwest winds up around 30 miles per hour. Sunshine, though, for your Wednesday. Northwest winds, highs in the upper 50s. It's 60 at our studios.
The Todd Alba Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea, that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
So you can go to Versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday in our homeroom segment, the campaign is building to have voters say yes to school referendums and no to the legislators who got us in this mess.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
We lose the shades of light. The media makes it my team, your team. But there's more to see in the American dream. It's about the team.
Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Eddie Smith posting a fascinating thread. I retweeted it. If you want to find it easily, it's on my Twitter timeline or whatever you call those, about what happened in the 1920s and 1930s. And I'm just, it's only a couple of pieces. It links to a history, history.com or org article about the long history of anti-Latino discrimination in America. But this is the short stuff. On February 26, 1931, Eddie Smith writes, the INS, under the orders of Herbert Hoover, Herbert Hoover was the Republican president at the time, deported up to 1.8 million people to Mexico. An investigation in 2004 revealed 60% of them were U.S. citizens. You get that? 60%. On that one day, February 26, 1931, INS agents and other local agencies descended on La Placida Park in Los Angeles. Entrances were blocked to prevent anyone from escaping. More than 400 terrified men and women were forced into vans away from their families, and for many of them, away from their own country. This large repatriation drive was initiated in response to the Great Depression. White Americans blamed their economic shortcomings on black and brown people. Does that sound familiar? He notes, because it's happening today. Eddie Smith goes on, finger-pointing and fear-mongering is nothing new. Just look at what the felon and the GOP are campaigning on today. Anyway, he writes, the repatriation drive was, for the most part, evil. Even hospital patients of Mexican descent were not spared. One of the patients was a woman with leprosy who was driven just over the border and left in Mexicali, Mexico. Others had tuberculosis, paralysis, mental illness, or problems related to old age. Yes, it was that bad. The hatred of the other resonates in many Americans today. As the extent of the Depression became more clear, many white Americans accused Mexicans as well as other aliens of holding jobs needed by U.S. citizens. Many non-white people who were fired from their jobs were U.S. citizens. In the 1950s, a similar repatriation drive took place called Operation Wetback. It was also driven by fear. The fact is, migrants contribute billions to the U.S. economy annually and commit less crime than U.S. citizens. Eddie Smith says, come on, America, we can do better. And yeah, we can. All right, what's on your mind today? Let's pick up your calls here. And John in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hey, John, how you doing today? What's up?
Your birthplace, huh?
You indeed.
When you read history, just about what you just said, when you read history, you find out there's nothing new under the sun, is there, Tom?
It seems that's the case, John. Yep.
Okay, my thing is everybody's hand-wringing and talking left and right on every one of the shows that I see about Trump's, crazy notion that he's going to stick the military on his political rivals. And, I'd like to hear from a military official. Would that be a an actual order that they would execute, or would they say, we're all set, Donnie, we got bigger fish to fry? I mean,
That's what they did during the first 4 years. He on two different occasions, he ordered the military to shoot at Black Lives Matter protesters. And on both occasions, the military, the senior leadership of the military, in one case it was Mark Milley, and I forget who the other one was, turned him down. But now you've got his former defense secretary, Mark Esper. You've got the former chief of the Joint Chiefs, the number one military officer in America, Mark Milley. You've got his former chief of staff, three-star general John Kelly, all of them saying that this time Trump is going to decapitate the leadership of the military. He's going to replace these people with toadies who will do what he wants, and he will have his fascist moment in the sun.
Wow. Yeah, well, that's...
The three most senior military officials in America during the Trump regime are all saying, look out, he's dead serious. At this time, I won't be there to stop him. He will do it. You can look it up.
That's crazy. Just so unbelievable. Yeah. You know, I had a friend talking to me on the phone last night that just is absolutely spinning out. He goes, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? I said, I don't know. I've casted my vote. I'm not going to go to the scary place. I can't believe that this guy has carried enough people over to get an election.
Yeah.
With what you need to get elected in this country, he is certainly, with that ideology and the one thing, I can't believe that there's a bunch of people coming over to his camp enough to elect him.
Here's what's scary, and that is that, the entire Republican Party is with him. There are no elected Republicans right now who, to the best of my knowledge, I mean, there might be two or three obscure ones, but by and large, there are no elected Republicans or virtually no elected Republicans who are repudiating this, who are saying, no, we don't want to do this. No, I will stand up. No, I will stop him. There's not, I can't think of a single one. Apparently, there might be one or two. But if they are, they're keeping their heads down. And that is, having one crazed guy whose face is covered with pancake makeup and has, a giant rat's nest, hairdo covering up his baldness and his plugs on the top of his head, a circus clown. Having one guy saying this kind of stuff, that's bad. But having an entire political party echoing it and saying, yeah, we'll go along with that, we're down with that, that's terrifying. That's what really concerns me, John, is that the Republic, and that's why you've got people like Liz Cheney and Joe Scarborough, who, this morning was going on and on about how wonderful Russell Kirk and Edmund Burke are, the conservatives who, Edmund Burke didn't think that people should be able to vote unless they were wealthy. Just going on about it because
I did read a column in the Milwaukee Journal. I forget the guy's name, but he's a hardcore conservative that was pretty much responsible for getting Walker and Johnson and some of these other people elected. And he's stating that he can't vote for Trump.
Right. Exactly.
So I know there's some of that going on,
exactly.
But a little humor to inject into all of this. I saw a comic this morning of Trump in a steamy shower and in a locker room, and over it says PGA locker room, and there are a bunch of guys standing in the doorway pointing and laughing at him. So I'll close out with that. How about that?
Okay. Thanks a lot, John. Good to hear from you. I appreciate the call. Thank you. Marie in Atlanta. Hey, Marie, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to call about Elon's swing state $1 million sweepstakes.
Yeah, this looks to me like it's criminal, like it's a crime. It's a 5 years in prison crime.
Yeah, there's a few things about it. So let's set the table a little bit. Remember that this is for people who are registered voters in swing states. They're being asked to sign a petition to support the First and Second Amendment. So we've got four preconditions to be eligible for this award of $1 million. Let's break those down. First of all, regarding registered voters in swing states, if registration is still open in any of those states, it is essentially an enticement to register. And the potential to be rewarded for being registered, or an enticement to register, I would characterize that as falling within the criminal prohibitions of election law. Now, exactly. Admittedly, I'm not an election law expert, but as soon as I started to kind of break this down, I was like, well, wait a minute, that is an enticement.
Yep.
Okay. Then it's if you're in a swing state and you're a registered voter and you're being asked to sign a petition. Well, it's not clear to whom that petition is going to be submitted, to the president, to the Congress, not really sure. And then the fourth thing, that it's in support of the First and Second Amendment. Which parts of the First and Second Amendment? The free speech part, the no establishment of religion part, the you can own a gun part, the regulated militia part? Not really clear what one would be supporting. So having broken it down that way, let's think about it this way. If the registration's still open, like I said, it might be an illegal enticement, but also it could be a gaming law violation. Because if you notice on sweepstakes, it says no purchase necessary
exactly.
to win.
I was wondering if it was okay. a violation of the lottery laws, yeah.
And that was the next place I was going to go, that you know, some of these states may have prohibitions against lotteries. So, you know, depending upon how they define lottery, it may fall within those prohibitions. But one thing that nobody's talking about, remember that Musk is he's a tech guy, right? He's a tech bro. And data is the new oil and gas, except it has unlimited supply. Okay, so it's even more valuable. This is a data collection operation.
Yep.
Whatever you put on those forms, that data is going somewhere, and it's of a value to somebody. So I would tell people, even at a minimum, don't submit any data. Don't sign this, because you don't know who's going to get your data.
Yeah.
And it points out that we need a national data protection standard. We
that's
do not have
point.
One. Europe has one. We don't.
Yeah, that's an excellent point, Marie. All of these things. My concern is that the richest guy in the world is not going to be prosecuted, even if he's committing a crime right in front of us. Real quickly, what do you think about
that? Yeah, I think that's entirely possible. I'm sorry to say, but it's possible.
The billionaire privilege, you know, on top of white privilege, on top of God only knows. Marie, thank you so much. It's always so nice to hear from you. I really appreciate your legal mind and perspective. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speaking the truth, Elon Musk would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back with you. Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion? And at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated. 2024 isn't just another election. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's crucial to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state. Visit ffrf.org/vote to learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text my last name, Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newsletter, Free Thought Today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump was in the great state of Michigan, my birth state, and he insulted Detroit.
Our whole country will end up being like Detroit if she's your president.
You're in Detroit, man! I would tell you, sir, we would only be so lucky if we had the mentality of people trying to do better for their cities, for small businesses moving in. There's a renaissance going on in the city of Detroit.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Attention American homeowners. You already do so much to protect your home, but there's a hidden threat you might not even know about: title theft. Homeowners nationwide have over $32 trillion in equity, an all-time high. With everything going on in the state of the U.S. economy, homeownership is more challenging than ever, and title theft is one less thing you should have to worry about. That's why you need protection from the crime the FBI calls house stealing, where the equity in American homes is the target. If your title isn't being monitored, scammers can transfer it into their name, take out loans, and your equity could be wiped out without you ever even knowing. The best way to protect your equity is with Triple Lock protection from our friends at Home Title Lock. Triple Lock has 24/7 monitoring, alerts, and restoration services. You can sign up today at HometitleLock.com. Use the promo code Tom, it's T-H-O-M, and you get your first 30 days of Triple Lock protection for free. And a complete title scan of your home's title so you can make sure your home hasn't already been compromised. That's 30 days free and a title report for using the promo code Tom at www.HometitleLock.com.
Coming, can't you see? Trump's back with a blueprint for tyranny. Wants the press silenced, justice blind, erasing truth, controlling minds. He'll sue the papers, take them down, hand the power to the richest in town. The shadows fall, we're losing light. Democracy fading into the night. It's America's escape.
Minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Judd in Meadview, Arizona. Hey, Judd, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing today, Tom? I haven't spoken to you in a while. It's hard to get through. I was amazed.
Well, thank you for doing it. You know, what's up?
Most times, you know, I'm a truck driver. I'm out here in Mississippi right now.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, you know, when you first brought up the whole the subject this morning about the, was it property tax and you know, getting rid of it in North Dakota. You did say North Dakota right away. I was listening.
Yeah.
You didn't say North Carolina.
Well, apparently later on I said North Carolina. Maybe along the way,
but the first time I heard North Dakota, it immediately made me think of two Senate races that why are the Democrats not paying any attention? There's a woman. She just got no chance. The woman in North Dakota. I don't remember her name. She's in her 40s. She's running against Kevin Cramer for Senate in North Dakota.
Right.
And then also the guy down in Ty Pinkins in Mississippi, where I'm at right now. Why have the Democrats not gotten behind them when we need more and more senators?
I think because the math, I mean, these states are so red that the probability of electing a Democrat to a statewide office is if not zero, damn close to it. I mean, they are. I don't know if you caught this, but Kamala Harris is going to Harris County. She's going to Houston. So Texas is in play. You know, they're going to try and take down Colin Allred is going to try and take down Ted Cruz. That's big news. And Bruce Springsteen is going on the road for Kamala Harris and maybe with her. We're still waiting to get the details on that. So
that is great.
Yeah. So, I mean, we don't know who's going to be with Kamala Harris or Vice President Harris when she shows up in Houston. But if it's Bruce Springsteen, they're going to blow the doors off. I mean, that's going to be incredible.
Yeah. You know, the last time I was in Houston, I go on Facebook and I make posts and stuff. And the last time I was down there, I was posting, you know, check your registration. Check, you know, they're trying to knock people off. And you know, was it on your story? Wasn't it Greg Pallas that said that the story about that guy getting pulled off the road, pulled, having all these ballots? And he wasn't part of that story that if they had counted all the ballots in Harris County, that Biden would have won Texas in 2020?
Yeah, the attorney general, either the attorney general, I don't recall if it was Ken Paxton. I think it was Ken Paxton. Or the Secretary of State, whose name is escaping me. One or the other of them said that...
I think it's him. He's a dirty SOB.
Yeah, that if it wasn't for their effort, that Joe Biden would have won Texas. Yeah. And, you know, their voter suppression efforts. I mean, they're bragging about this stuff. Judd, I got to move along, but thanks for the call, and drive safe down there in Mississippi. Ed in Sea Isle City, New Jersey. Hey, Ed, what's up?
Hi there.
Hey.
Tom?
Yeah, that's it. That's me.
I wanted to bring something to your attention. And I mentioned, have you ever heard the term DINKS, D-I-N-K-S?
Yeah, double income, no kids, right?
Correct. And I'm just surprised that considering the attack that has been done by the Republican Party, putting down families with no children, that she has not come out to try and get, I think it's a reservoir of people of us who are out there that do not have children. Right now, I'm in my 80s. I'm a retired educator, but nothing has come up with that. I mean, here we are. There's a group, a reservoir of voters, Democrats and Republicans.
You don't think that they get it, how they're being dissed by Tim Walz? Or by J.D. Vance?
The Democrats have not brought that up, nor the Republicans. There's a bunch of us out there, but they have not made that an issue, saying that it's both Democrats and Republicans that by somehow or another do not have children, yet they are put down by the other side.
Yeah.
And, you know, we pay our local taxes, federal taxes, sales tax, school taxes, yet, you know.
I am seeing cat ladies for Kamala signs in people's yards all over the place, or cat people. I saw one that was cat people. I saw one the other day, a dog lover for Kamala. So, you know, and I think what they're saying is that, you know, we don't have kids. Ed, I get what you're saying, and I would like to see them get more aggressive. Thank you for that.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
What happens when you're the knock, the next of kin for a loved one who dies? It can be pretty overwhelming. They have to deal with the bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, all that stuff, all while grieving a loss. If something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? Well, they would be if you had a knock box.
the next of kin box. The knock box helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. And if you have a household, you need a knock box. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, your finances, your account passwords, your plans for your pets, for your kids, your estate, and more. Use the code TOM to save 18% off any kit exclusively available at knockbox.com. That's N-O-K-box.com. N-O-K-B-O-X.com. Go to knockbox.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get organized and to save your 18%. Knockbox.com.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. Dom Salvia.
Next time, Earl Ingram joins me. Cowboys for Trump founder J6 conviction is upheld, and Donald Trump backs out of paying for a dead soldier's funeral. We'll tell you why. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying, we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.